Y'all like my outfit? Y'all like my pieces? Y'all like how I put this together? Hey, what's up, man? Y'all like how I pieced this together? How I got the, all these bags, you know what I'm saying? I got the Adidas joint right here, you know what I'm saying? You like that? Hey, listen, I got the Steve Madden bag on the side over here. Y'all don't like that? Bro, y'all some haters, bro. Go to sleep, okay? But check this out. How many of y'all ever went, like, grocery shopping with your parents before? Hands. Yes, it is. Has anybody, listen. When you go grocery shopping with your mama or your daddy or whoever, your grandmama, all them, when you go grocery shopping and you get back home and you got to take the groceries from inside the car to the house, that's the meanest trip ever, right? Especially if you got stairs, right? So you got to load them junks up on your arms, bro. And by the time you're done, you got the lines in your arms and junk. You be hurting. Everybody know what I'm talking about? Listen. One, you know the worst? Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all a story. Okay, check this out. So one time, we were living in Germany, right? So my dad's in the military. We were in Germany, okay? So the grocery store was on post where we lived at. It was the commissary, okay? So basically, it was like maybe 400 yards away from our house, right? So I hopped on a bike. My mom said, I need you to go get some juice, right? She made a little list for me. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get this juice. So I went to the store. I got the juice, right? So I'm on the way back. I'm on my bike, right? And I'm getting it on the bike, and all of a sudden, the bag broke, bro. The bag broke. And watch this. So now the juice was in, it was like pineapple juice. So it was in like the cylinder. If y'all know your shapes, it was in the can. It was like in a can, right? So it fell out the bag. So watch this. It was rolling underneath cars. Oh, it was so embarrassing. And then the change from the change, they put the change in the bag. The change was flying all over the place. And so you should have saw me. I was like 13, 14. I was like your age. I was literally crawling in cars trying to get dollar bills and trying to catch cans, okay? It was so embarrassing, right? But with all that being said, that was so bad. But back to what we're saying. Grocery shopping. Okay, has anybody ever gone shopping or you seen somebody, they shopping, they got bags on bags, like, you know, but hey, bro, you must have been blessed for Christmas, my God. Look, you got bags on bags, but in reality, everybody say bags on bags. In reality, the way I look right now, do I look crazy? What if I went to school, what if I went and ate lunch with y'all like this? Y'all be embarrassed? Would y'all be embarrassed? Y'all disrespectful. Y'all don't love me? Y'all don't love me? I'll come up to y'all school and be like, hello, I'm here to see such and such, and I'm their youth pastor, and I'm coming to eat lunch. I got a little Aldi's sandwich in here. Y'all be embarrassed? Oh, man, y'all. So, who said no? That's my dog. See, that's why we rose like that. Jack, do I look crazy right now? Sort of. I look crazy. I look wild. If y'all saw me in public, would you deny that you know me? Okay, you're disrespectful. But in reality, can I be real? Hey, can we be real? A lot of us in this room look just like this. Whoa. Hold on, everybody pay attention. If you would give me legit 15 minutes, your life will be changed forever. Jesus is going to touch you. Okay? Many of us in this room look just like this. Just like this. What if I told you, like, you know, I could probably carry this maybe the whole time I'm talking today, right? You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can carry it maybe about an hour or some change, you know what I'm saying? You think I could carry this maybe a day? I'd be tired, wouldn't I? You think I'd be tired? What about 2 days? I'd be tired after 2 days? Check this out. Okay, what about if I carried this for a week? If I literally walked around just like this and stood up all day long for 2 weeks straight, you think I'd be tired? All right, what if I did it for 1 month? I'd be dead? What if I did it for 3 years? Boy, I'd be done, child. Look, my knees be on the ground. Check this out. Can I be honest with you guys? Many of you have been carrying weights just like this for the same amount of time. Listen. I got you. If you just listen, girl, Jesus is going to touch you. All right, listen. Like I was saying, many of you are carrying weights and burdens just like this. Just like this. See, we're carrying all these weights and not letting them go. And it's not because that you're saying that you're strong enough or that, man, that I can carry all this weight. But in reality, we have trust issues. But Marcellus, what are you talking about? We've been doing a new sermon series. Everybody say sermon series. That's how I said it. Thank you. Sermon series. All right, listen. Everybody say, I'm letting go. I know we only got one screen on the side. It's all good. But just everybody say, I'm letting go. Say it one more time. I'm letting go. See, in reality, many of us in this room, our souls, our hearts, our minds are carrying so many burdens. Everybody say burdens. See, listen, last week we talked about trust. Everybody say trust. See, the definition of trust means to be confident, unsuspecting. Has anybody had somebody that is they just straight suspect? You'd be like, bro, you sussy, bro. Listen, when somebody's suspect, that means you can't trust them, right? When you trust somebody, they're unsuspecting. Watch this. It means to rely. It's to be secure, to fully depend on. And last week we talked about the scriptures, Proverbs 3:5, and it says this. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Anybody remember that from last week? We're talking about trusting. Check this out, guys. Check this out. Letting go, since we're talking about a sermon series called Letting Go, it means to stop holding or gripping something or someone. It means to release. Okay, everybody say letting go means to release. See, letting go is surrendering. Everybody say surrendering. All right, check this out. See, what does trust have to do with that? See, trust is what leads to surrender. Trust is what leads to surrender. And see, what does God want us to surrender this morning? It's your burdens. It's your burdens. What is a burden? A burden is a load, it's typically a heavy one, right? So a load means this. It's something heavy that you're carrying. It's something that's like weighing you down, right? So all what I'm carrying right now is just a picture. It's just to tap into our imagination, but it's just like how we walk around and we're carrying heavy weights or heavy loads. See, some of you in this room, your load, the load that you're carrying might be unforgiveness. See, the burden you're carrying, see, it might be insignificance. It might be guilt or shame. Maybe some of us in this room, you feel abandoned. You feel like people have walked out on you time and time again. And you feel like nobody loves you. Some of you, you feel like everything is your fault. You feel like you have to meet a standard. You have to strive and therefore, you got to meet a standard. Some of you feel overlooked. Many of your parents have left and you feel responsible for it. Many of you feel like you're not good enough. See, many of you in here, can we be honest? We're tired. Tired because we've been carrying these burdens for days, months, and even years. After a while, we carry them so long, we forget what it feels like to be free. But the truth of the matter is you can be free today. Everybody say, I can be free today. So how do I become free from carrying all these burdens? Simple, let them go. Everybody say, I'm letting go. But the truth is, what leads to surrender or what leads to letting go? It's trust. Okay? See, you can leave this room today with no more burdens. You can be free today. See, this freedom is free. In other words, is this, that you don't pay for it. Jesus paid for it. All you have to do is receive what he already gave you, okay? So check this out. When I say freedom, it's not a temporary satisfaction that numbs the pain. But you can actually be free. See, many of you try to numb pain through relationships. Many of you try to numb pain through watching things that we know that's not right, Many of you feel like you have to numb your pain through drugs, right? Many of you try to numb your pain you know what I'm saying, through social media. But in reality, that pain's going to come back. But you can actually be healed and set free through Jesus. Okay? See, but this freedom that I'm talking about, it doesn't come from me. I can sit up here all day long. I can sit up here all day long and I can talk about freedom and everything else, but I can't give you freedom. Pastor Josh can't give you freedom. Miss Trinae out there in the lobby, she can't give you freedom. Can I be real? This church, this building can't give you freedom. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. It's him. He's the only one that can set you free. He's the only one that can change your life. It is him and him alone. It is him and him alone. See, freedom doesn't even come from your parents. It's only Jesus. See, this freedom can only come, like I said, from Jesus. Everybody say, I'm letting go. See, in order to let go of these burdens, we must trust Jesus. That Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and don't lean or don't depend on your own understanding. The reason why we depend on our own understanding and don't trust in Jesus is because of disappointments. Where in your life have you been disappointed? Who did you put your trust in and they failed you? Time and time again. But can I tell you something? Jesus will never disappoint you. All you have to do is trust him. See, the reason why we hold on to these weights for so long is because we don't trust in Jesus. That's legit. Many of us are carrying so many weights in this room. It's not because the reason why we're holding on to them is because we don't trust Jesus, okay? But Jesus is giving everyone in this room an invitation to be free and receive his peace and rest, okay? So here's the thing. Everybody in this room, we long for rest. Let's be real. When I'm tired, I'll be... You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna be like, whoo, God, boy, I be tired. Or anybody, when you tired, your eyes water? Look, my eyes be watering. Y'all be yawning, be like, oh, Jesus, my eyes water. But check this out. Everybody in this room needs rest. Your soul even needs rest. Okay? And Jesus can give that to you. All right, so the scripture I want to read from today is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Okay? Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Okay? If you have your Bible, please look it up on your phone. Or if you have your Bible, please pull it out. Do whatever you got to do, okay? So I'm going to read it. It says, then Jesus said, everybody say, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you. Jesus, I'm all types of jacked up. Come to me, all of you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Everybody say rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden I give you is light. See, we look at verse 28, it says this, and Jesus said, come to me. Did he say go to church? Did he say go to your pastor? Granted, we want you to come to us when you have problems. We want you to talk to us, okay? We want you to come to church. This is where we want you to be, okay? This is home, right? But in reality, Jesus, it's about Jesus. He's the only one that can set you free. It is him. He says, come to me. When we come to church, it's not just we come to hang out. We come to be together. We come as a family together. But in reality, we come for Jesus. It's him we come for, right? So when you come on Sundays or on Wednesday nights, we come for Jesus. We're coming to Jesus, okay? So today, I'm all types of jacked up, Jesus. Listen, today we come to Jesus. So Jesus is saying, listen, come to me. Who are those who are qualified to come to Jesus? Check this out. All of you, watch this, who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. Right? So check this out. If you're carrying heavy burdens in this place, if you're carrying unforgiveness, if you're carrying bitterness, if you're carrying shame or guilt or fear or anything that you know that's not right, that's throwing you off a loop, right? Whatever you're carrying, Jesus says, come to me. And in exchange, watch this, he says, I will give you rest. See, the first thing we have to understand is Jesus invites us to come to him to receive rest. I want everybody to say that. Say, Jesus invites me to come to him to receive rest. See, when I come to him, I have to trust him and let go of these burdens. Okay, the second thing we have to realize is this. And we'll go back to that. See, check this out. You can literally come to Jesus every day of your life, every moment of every day. You can literally come to Jesus. Why? Because he's always with you. Everybody say, Jesus is always with me. So check this out. When you leave this room today, Jesus is going with you. Okay? When you leave this room today, love is going with you. Peace is going with you. Rest is going with you. Okay? So why am I always afraid? Why am I always dealing with shame? Why am I always dealing with all these things in my mind and in my heart? You don't give him your attention. When you come to him, when you give him your attention, things start to melt. Like I was saying earlier, the Bible says in Psalms, I think it's 97, it says this, mountains melt like wax in his presence. That when you come close to Jesus, literally everything that's not like him melts away. If that's fear, if that's sin, period, it begins to melt away. Identity issues, it begins to melt away. Why? Because you're looking at the one who says that you're loved. You're looking at the one who loves you. You're looking at the one who cares about you. When you come to him, and you can do this every day. Literally, when you wake up in the morning, guys, listen, let me get everybody's eyes. When you wake up in the morning, you can literally say, thank you, Jesus. You literally can come to him because he's really right there beside you when you wake up in the morning. When you're eating breakfast, Jesus is sitting right there. He like, dang, boy, them grits look good, right? Or like literally, he is everywhere. He is literally everywhere with you. He's literally walking with you everywhere you go. I don't think I can emphasize that any more than that. But check this out. You can do that every day. Every day. When you have problems in life and like maybe your parents are arguing or whatever is going on in your life, or maybe you might have made a mistake and you're like, man, I just feel guilty. I feel shame and all these different things. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. How do I come to him? Give him your attention because he's already there. Okay? Second thing we have to do is this. Everybody say, surrender my burdens as I trust in him. So here's the thing. Just like I was doing, I'm all jacked up, y'all. Just like I was doing, I'm carrying all these weights. Check this out. I have to trust him enough with my heart and say, Jesus, I'm dealing with shame. Jesus, I'm dealing with this pain. Jesus, I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z. Whatever it is, I'm dealing with unforgiveness because I'm mad at my dad because he left. I'm dealing with this pain because of that person who touched me inappropriately. And I need healing, God. And Jesus says, you can trust me with your heart. You can trust me with your heart. You can trust me with your heart. Why? Because I love you. You can trust me with your heart. And so literally, as I trust in his love for me, I surrender my heart to him. And he takes every single burden off of me. Every single one. As I trust in him, he takes every burden off. As I look to him and I see him for who he really is, and I come to him, he melts away every one of my problems. I'm like, oh my God, Jesus. And what happens is I'm free. But in reality, a lot of times we carry around too. We carry around the shame. You know what I'm saying? We carry around the guilt of the mistakes I made. I know Jesus set me free, but I can't get over that mistake I made last week. I can't get over that time where I know what I did wasn't right and I slipped up anyway. But Jesus says, give me that. Surrender that too. I'll set you free. See, freedom is available. Freedom is available right now. And so why, going back to that verse, it says, verse 29, he says, take my yoke upon you and let me teach you. Let me teach y'all for a second. Everybody say a yoke. Say it again. Yoke. All right. Hey, listen. one of our adult leaders, his name is Mike. We were talking about what yoke was. He thought, like, he from the West Coast, so he was like, yoke is being like buff or whatever. He was like, bro, what you talking about? What is a yoke? And then when I think of yoke, I think of somebody snatching me up. Everybody, parents be like, boy, I yoke you up. Listen, that's what my parents be doing. But check this out. Egg yolk? I'm about to break it down to you. So a yolk in this time. You good? You can play? Oh, okay. Listen, a yolk in this time period, is literally like this thing they put on oxen or cattle or cow, okay? So what they put on this oxen or cattle is this little like thing so that they can pull through a plow. You know what a plow is? Where they rip up the dirt. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So what they did is now we got machines, praise God, right? But back in the day, they had to put it on an oxen or a cow or something to that effect, right? And so they put it on them and they have to drag it through the dirt, right? And so a lot of times they put it on you when you're little, right? They'll start you when you're young, a cow or whatever. They put the yoke on you so that when you grow up, you're already used to the weight. You're already used to the weight that you're carrying. I don't know if you were here Wednesday, but my man Nick, he laid it down. He was like, yo, like the enemy puts yokes on you when you're young. And many of you in this room, through unforgiveness, through bitterness, through pain and everything else in our lives, through shame and guilt, the enemy yokes you. He puts a yoke on your life. And what happens is as we grow, it gets tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. But Jesus says this, take my yoke upon you. What is he saying? See, the Bible says that the anointing, everybody say the anointing, breaks the yoke. So what's the anointing? The anointing is Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. It's him. And he literally breaks off everything that could ever hold you down. He breaks it off like that. And he says, take mine upon you. So what they used to do is when they were little, the little cattle and whatnot, they put a little cow or whatever, those who aren't strong enough, against a stronger one, right? A grown up. And he would do all the work. And all they have to do is literally just follow the bigger cow. So Jesus saying, listen, come with me. Walk with me. I'll carry the weight. You just follow. I'll carry the weight. You just follow. And why should I follow him? Why should I follow him? He says this, because I am gentle. I'm humble and gentle at heart. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And the last part I want to talk about is this, is that Jesus wants you to receive rest for your souls. He wants you to receive rest for your souls. I want everybody to close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. If I get some leaders up front for me really quick. Many of you in this room, you're carrying weights and burdens. People have walked out on you time and time again. But can I tell you that you can leave this room free? You can leave this room completely free. Completely free. And listen, a burden is anything that's weighing you down. A burden is anything that's weighing you down. What's weighing you down, guys? So I want all between you and Jesus, I want you to just ask the Holy Spirit. I want everybody to repeat after me. Holy Spirit, what burdens am I carrying? And you just wait on him. And he'll tell you. I want to read this over you guys. I felt the Lord was wanting to say over us, okay? He says, I love you. I want everybody to just close your eyes. Just focus on him. This is him talking to you right now. He says, I love you, and I'm with you. You can trust me. I will never leave you. My hand is extended. Take hold of my hand. And trust that I will never let you go. You can trust me. My love is available.